For 20 seasons, No Theater has been creating an artistic playground where artists and audiences can come together to produce and experience work that could not be done anywhere else, producing works that contain voices that are traditionally underrepresented on stage. Season 21 is underway and opening on October 19th. It's The Man Beast. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. With me in the studio is No Theater Associate Artistic Director Tamara Winters. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So let's talk theater.
Absolutely.
No Theater, still on Jackson Street?
Still on Jackson Street.
And you were in OTR before OTR was cool, weren't you?
We sure were. We've been in our space on Jackson Street since 2006, but before that we were in Gabriel's Corner, which we still use for the Fringe Festival. And then before that we were a nomadic tribe of players. So we've been all around the city, but for many, many years we've been in OTR as our home.
Let's talk about the offerings for this season. How were these plays chosen?
Absolutely. So my boss, Andrew Hungerford, and I, we're actually already looking at next season right now. So it's sort of a never-ending process of trying to find what's new, what's hot, what's fun, what's coming from unexpected voices, what isn't being seen anywhere else on Cincinnati stages. We use a lot of our contacts from the New York theater scene, the Chicago theater scene, the LA theater scene. But we also use a couple of wonderful resources that we have at our disposal as well, including the National New Play Network and their New Play Exchange, which is a great resource where playwrights can actually upload their own work. And it's a completely searchable database. So if you're looking for a play by a woman of color that's a comedy with three actors, you can enter all of those things and you can find exactly that, like a list of plays that hit all of those things. And it sort of skips the middleman of the traditional, like, looking for plays route. And it also allows us to get things that probably wouldn't cross our plate if we were just looking for agent submissions.
The Man Beast.
Really excited about this one. This one kicks off on October 19th, and it is from our friend Joseph Zettelmeyer, who is a playwright we've worked with a lot. We love working with him. Folks who remember All Childish Things from 2015 or Pulp from 2016 will remember Joe's work. He loves to work in genres, and this time he's tackling an 18th century French legend of a werewolf. It's a taut, seductive little thriller. We're actually doing it on our downstairs stage, even though it's part of our main stage season, because it takes place in this secluded cabin in the woods owned by a woman named Virginie, who just might be a witch. You're not quite sure. So we liked the idea of constraining this space and putting it in our underground so you kind of have that feeling of being right there in the middle of the action in this very small space.
Totally creeped out, in other words.
Absolutely. Perfect for Halloween.
Do you try to connect your selections with seasons?
A bit, yeah. We've sort of gotten a bit of a reputation for, we like Halloween, we like spooky things, and we like stuff in different genres. So around this time of year, you can almost always, I won't say always, but you can almost always guarantee we're going to be doing something that has a little bit of a seasonal connection to things that are scary or Halloween-y or ghosts or something in that nature.
Is it adults only, Tamara?
This one has some adult themes. I think we're rating at a PG-13 or maybe a little closer to an R. There is some language. There's definitely some adult situations. But beyond that, there's some great snappy dialogue and a great chemistry between the two actors, Jennifer Joplin and Jim Hopkins, both of whom are making their No Theater main stage debuts, and we're really excited to have them.
That's The Man Beast, opening October 19th at No Theater. And then?
Then after that, I'm excited because I am making my triumphant return to the director's chair after my maternity leave. We are kicking things off in November with Susan Swain and The Bewildered Bride by Raina Hardy. This one could not be more fun to work on. We are calling it a Victorian murder mystery action farce. It has corsets and cross-dressing and sword fighting and a decidedly feminist bent. I'm telling people, think Mary Poppins meets Sherlock Holmes.
How do you manage to avoid duplicating anything that any of the other theater groups are producing?
That's a really great question, and it is a challenge. One of the things that we have at our advantage is that even though Cincinnati has such a vibrant and expansive theater scene, we're really lucky in that everybody kind of has their own niche. So we don't tend to cross the streams too much, which is really great. You know, you've got Playhouse tackling the contemporary canon. You've got Cincy Shakes tackling the classical canon. You've got Ensemble picking up, you know, what's new and now of really established playwrights of the modern modern American canon. And then you've got us, who's really focusing on what nobody else has heard of. So one of the advantages is using the National New Play Network, because it's hot off the presses. We're pretty sure people aren't fighting over those scripts just yet. We're hoping they are after they get seen on our stages. But because we're focused on playwrights that either aren't getting produced otherwise, or plays that are not published yet, or just truly hot off the presses, we usually can squeak by without too much competition. And that's what we like. We don't like to think of ourselves in competition with any other theater. We think of ourselves in competition with Netflix and pajamas. And it's a tough competition. So my philosophy when we're picking plays is, let's make sure we're doing shows that give people a reason to put on pants and come downtown.
All right, then what's the next show?
So kicking off our season in 2019 is Red Bike by Kara Dodds-Fitch. And this is great. This is also something that came to us through the National New Play Network. This is part of a rolling world premiere, which is when playwrights get the chance to have simultaneous world premieres at multiple theaters across the country. And so we're doing a production simultaneously with separate productions in Salt Lake City, Philadelphia, and Providence. This is a great story. It's going to be poetic and theatrical. It's a really moving tale about how cities change and how people change and all the fears tied up in those things.
I have not heard of the rolling premiere.
Yeah, it's something that we've started doing. We've been doing it for a number of years now, and it's really great. The National New Play Network facilitates these partnerships, and they sort of, every month they send out a list of, hey, these are potential rolling world premiere shows. Do you want to jump on this with another couple of theaters? And once a couple of theaters are attached, it becomes an official rolling world premiere. The advantage for the playwright is they get to see three different interpretations of their work at the same time. Their name gets heard all over the place. It really raises their profile as artists. It makes them more likely to get other productions picked up. And it helps us raise our profile. It helps us feel connected to the National New Play scene.
And who is that playwright again?
That's by Kara Dodds-Fitch.
Chatting with Tamara Winters, the Associate Artistic Director at No Theater. And is it on into Fringe from there, or is there?
No, we've actually got two more shows before we kick off Fringe. So coming in February, we have Always Plenty of Light at the Starlight All Night Diner by Darcy Parker Bruce. It's a really, really fun show. So in 10 words or less, this is another world premiere for us. It's a world premiere super queer time travel adventure. There's themes of the end of the world. There are dinosaurs. There's a beautiful queer love story. And it all kicks off in a diner. So it's a very No Theater kind of show.
And that's in February of 2019?
That's right.
Okay. And closing the season?
Closing our season is Mercury by Steve Yockey. He's another one of our favorite playwrights here at The Know. People who were fans of The Fisherman's Wife in 2016 are definitely going to want to come back out for this one. That was a dark comedy. This is a really, really dark comedy. And it's a great way to cap off our season, which is, we're calling the season this year Fear Itself. We're exploring what we fear, why we fear it, how we overcome those fears, what happens when we don't overcome those fears. And this little, very black-hearted comedy is a story about revenge. But as dark as it is, I actually think it's kind of uplifting, because everybody who should get their comeuppance in this story gets their comeuppance. And couldn't we all use a little bit of that?
Do people buy single tickets or subscriptions to No Theater?
You can do either or both, however you work. We like to try and keep things as flexible and affordable as possible. You can do single tickets, but you can also get a flex pass, which is 6 tickets you can use however you like. Or if you're really into what we're doing, you can commit to an annual membership, which is good for a full year from time of purchase and comes with all sorts of extra perks and benefits, including priority seating, where you get to choose your seat before everyone else.
One more time, No Theater is located where?
We're at 1120 Jackson Street, right in Over the Rhine.
Where do people park when they come to the theater?
Always an important question. So we don't have our own parking. There is street parking all around Jackson Street. We have a parking lot on the south side of our building. There's also garages all around. So you definitely have options.
No Theater began a couple of decades ago as a traveling troupe of actors. They now live at 1120 Jackson Street in OTR. No Theater is now one of the region's most dynamic small arts organizations with an award award-winning main stage season, a local educational tour, the Cincinnati Fringe Festival, and so much more, as they say on their website. They've done some really cool stuff over the last 20 years and hope to do even bigger stuff in the next 20. My guest is Tamara Winters, Assistant Artistic Director of No Theater. Tamara, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
For a link with more information, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.